The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4:52, up 2 on the open. July, 4:58 and a half, up a half. In Chicago, May wheat opened at 3:61, unchanged on the open. July, 3:74, up a quarter. September, 3:84 and a half, down 3/4. December, $4, down 3/4. March, 4:14, down 3/4 on the open. May corn opened at 2:40 and a half, down 3/4 on the open. July, 2:51, down 1 3/4. September, 2:61, down 1. December, 2:71 and a quarter, down 1 1/2. March, 2:77 and 3/4, down 3 on the open. May oats open at 1:72 and a half, up a quarter on the open. July, 1:76 and 3/4, up a quarter. May soybeans opened at 5:59, up 3 3/4 on the open. July, 5:72, up 3. August, 5:77, up 2. November, 5:90, up 3 1/4. January, 5:98, up 3 1/2 on the open. May soybean meal open at 1:68.60, up 20 on the open. July, 1:71, unchanged. May soybean oil open at 22.77, up 14 on the open. July, 23.23, up 25. Over at the Merck, April feeders open at 165, up 17 1/2 on the open. May, 101, up 10. August, 102.90, up 15 on the open. April live cattle open at 80.45, up 15 on the open. June, 74.95, up 10. April lean hogs open at 53.80, down 2 1/2 on the open. May, 61.87 1/2, down 32 1/2. June, 63.30, up 20. July, 63.95, up 15 on the open. And May bellies open at 78.70, up 10 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Want to start in the soybean pit where you can't keep a good soybean down. The May now at 5:40 and a half, up 5 1/4. The Noves at 5:92, up 5 1/4. The Bears just can't stick the fork in this.
They must not be done yet because, like you said, the fork won't go all the way in. The what we're hearing today is that, you know, we got down near support. We're hearing good planting conditions for corn. That looks like we might go ahead and pick a few of the corn acres back up a little bit that way. And just some non-commercial traders in there buoying things up today. A little bit of a turnaround for Tuesday. But as, you know, as we look at things, we're getting close to yesterday's high in the May beans of 61 1/2. We haven't been able to take that out yet, but it does look like if we do, they might try to run them towards 65, Dave. But we think that'd be a better sale and buy.
Do you still think the downside potential is in the May lead month down to that 5:59 1/2?
Oh, I think that, I think that we can see some down movement here. After a while, I mean, you know, today is it's Tuesday. We see a little bit of turnaround. We had a hard day down yesterday, a little bit of buying and profit taking here today, and a little bit of bouncing off support. But all in all, big, big numbers out there. Our report yesterday morning showed us that there's still big numbers there. They weren't as big as what some were looking for on the report, but still some pressure on these beans is going to come before the summer's over.
Turn our attention to Kansas City wheat, where yesterday we gapped to the upside, had double-digit increases by the end of the day. Traders weren't done yet buying, it looks like, this morning.
You know, like that Kansas City wheat, if you read the weather forecast, it's nothing pretty for that area. And if we looked at the estimates here, the Texas wheat crop, they're estimating a 41 million bushel crop, 96 million last year. Oklahoma, they're estimating 90 to 95 million, 128 last year. 310 to 330 in Kansas, 380 last year. That combined those three states, that looks like about 150 million bushels less hard red wheat to be at the harvest time this year than last year. So, that along with the drier weather, the warmer temperatures, and the amount of wind blowing out there, we could shrink this even more. You know, I keep hearing, higher levels as high as $4.80 to $5 on the July wheat if the weather stays as dry as it is, Dave. So that one isn't going to fall out of bed, I don't think.
So if we go beyond the 456 from 10 March, you think the upside potential is pretty significant?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we're talking some pretty big numbers of setbacks from last year and what we're looking at. So, in very tight supply.
Over at the Chicago Board of Trade, is wheat along for the ride on the coattails of Kansas City today?
Well, I would have to say yes, because basically along the way, the Chicago wheat basically is not being affected adversely. Along the way, the moisture levels are good in most places with it. It looks like we're going to have a good crop. But definitely for some crossover and different use that way, the Chicago Board of Trade is following coattails, hanging on real tight.
There's been some spreads put on in recent days, going long on the wheat and short on the corn. Are you hearing reports of that as well?
Yeah, there's been, wheat everything spreads just because it does seem to be the strongest one out there. Wheat beans, wheat corn, we're seeing some corn beans along the other way too. So a lot of spreads that way, thinking that the differential will come in the strength of number one in the wheat, number two in the corn, and lastly, probably not in the beans.
Let's turn our attention to the corn pit. May now trading 239 and three quarters. That's down 1.5 today. December at 271.5, down 1.25. Traders' minds flipped on a dime. It was just last week that they were saying planting delays, and now it appears they're thinking that corn might not be delayed very much.
You know, we come out, we were 3% planted in corn, 6% last year. The five-year average is 4%. So, with the kind of the size planters we have now with a little weather, that 1% just isn't a whole lot, Dave. We're going to look more, I think, in watching some things is how this spring wheat gets planted and what's going on there. Some flood warnings up on the Minnesota border, North Dakota-Minnesota border, is going to hold back on some plantings on that. But corn can go in the ground real fast. We've got farmers real itchy, and we've got them big 12- and 24-row planters just sitting waiting to go. And when they hit the field, it's going to be a lot of corn in a big hurry.
You're right. It has been very wet in the upper corn belt in that spring wheat belt as well. If they don't get that in the ground, what are the likelihood that corn prices might change?
It's sort of the big question there. I mean, what are those acres going to go to if we don't get them planted to wheat? So, it can be a blessing and a curse at the same time, Dave. So, we're just going to have to see. We would like to see some spring wheat planted there to help alleviate the hard red problem.
What do you make of the Merck? Boy, the cattle taking it on the chin yesterday after a couple of fairly decent up sessions late last week.
We've got a lot of meat. The chicken backup is keeping the other meats lower. And, as we work through things, I think the pressure on the hogs are keeping the cattle under pressure. So, but all in all, a lot of meat to work through. And, one good thing coming up, this warmer weather, grilling season's coming on, and hopefully we'll be using a lot more meat out on the grill.
I hope you grill tonight and help us out there, Wayne.
Well, we can do that.
Thanks much. You have a great day. We'll talk to you again this afternoon.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Let's look at the current tick, Kansas City May wheat. 454 up 4 at the Chicago Board of Trade. May wheat, 362 and 3 quarters, up 1 and 3 quarters. July, 375 and a half, up 1 and 3 quarters. May corn, 239 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a half. July, 251, down 1 and 3 quarters. September, 260 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a quarter. Now make it down 1 and a half at 260 and a half. December, 271 and a quarter, down 1 and a half. May beans at 560 and a half, up 5 and a quarter. July, 573 and 3 quarters, up 4 and 3 quarters. August, 579 and a quarter, up 4 and a quarter. November, 592 and a quarter, up 5 and a half. May soybean meal at 170.10, up 170. May soybean oil, 22.79, up 16. At the Merck April feeders, 135, down 12 and a half. April live cattle, 80.25, down 5. April lean hogs, 53.75. down 7.5. Mike Solo's two-state forecast today: windy and warmer in all sections. In northern and western Illinois, mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving during the afternoon. Elsewhere, partly sunny, highs from 68 to 76 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.